Hello and welcome to Technology Today. This is your host, Rich Kesmer. On Technology Today, we discuss technology issues of the day and examine how it is affecting our lives these days. And as I see every week, it seems to be having a bigger and bigger impact as time marches on. And tonight we're very fortunate to have a telephone guest with us. We have Chris Chacha from The Street. Chris is the technology editor. And Chris, thanks for being here this evening.
Thanks for having me on, Rich.
Oh, thank you. And Chris, I'll let you introduce yourself and you know, give us a few sentences about what thestreet.com is all about.
Sure. I'm the technology editor at The Street. Previously, I was a hedge fund analyst, and you know, I covered oil and gas and worked at a couple of different news organizations after that, and I came to The Street, and where I've covered tech for probably about 18 to 20 months now. TheStreet.com is an investment-focused website started by Jim Cramer in the mid-1990s. From there, we've transitioned into really not just what Jim has to say, but a whole bunch of different voices, including myself. We cover many different sectors, including tech, biotech, real estate, housing. It's a really, really comprehensive website that investors, it's well-known on Wall Street, so a lot of investors pay attention to what we have to say, and when we write about certain stocks, they tend to move based on what we have to say, whether it's up or down.
Okay, great. Well, we're very happy that you're able to join us tonight, and I know in particular you wanted to discuss the recent earnings results for both Apple and Facebook, two of the leading companies out there in the technology area today, and so let's jump into it. It's, I guess, within the last week that they both announced their quarterly earnings. First, let's talk about Facebook. What did their earnings tell us? Can you maybe start with giving us an overview of the Facebook results?
Sure. Facebook's results were spectacular, in a word. The company earned 19 cents a share on a little over $1.8 billion in revenue for the quarter. That blew past what Wall Street analysts were expecting. It was far better than what I was expecting. I was expecting a little bit of a beat on what Wall Street was expecting, which is 14 cents and a little over $1.6 billion. The majority of that beat was largely driven by the fact by the company is now actually able to make money from consumers that are on mobile. You know, it has over 800 million users that are using its mobile apps, and it's now actually able to generate a significant amount of advertising from mobile, whereas just last year the company made no money from mobile. So the fact that it's now generating over 40% of its advertising revenue from mobile, that was something that really shocked Wall Street and sent the shares up 30% the day after it reported results.
Wow. I'm actually kind of shocked to hear that myself, because I saw some of the headlines on the results and maybe even read through some of the stories, but I myself have used the Facebook app a number of times on my mobile phone, and I don't remember seeing too many ads, if any.
Largely how they're driving the majority of their advertising revenue on mobile is sponsored stories. So when you're in your news feed and you're swiping down to see what the latest things that your friends or your family are doing, there's also some stories that are from either pages that you like or advertisers that are advertising on Facebook that want you to click on that story. They're paying Facebook to put that story in your news feed, and that's how Facebook is generating advertising revenue.
Okay, now that you mentioned, I do recall seeing those, and yes, it is kind of sneaky that they're right in the news feed, but it makes sense to put them there. And I've seen them on the computer as well, not just on the mobile devices.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook started newsfeed sponsored stories last year. They first rolled out on the website, then they came to mobile, and that's why you're starting to really see Facebook's mobile advertising ramp up. They also have, you know, the banner ads on the website. That's where they still continue to make the majority of their money from it, is advertising. But really what Wall Street focused on this quarter and what surprised Wall Street is that they were able to make so much money from mobile ads. And that may have actually changed the game for Facebook, since that 30% increase in shares the following day. Shares continued to jump, and actually just today they almost hit the IPO price of $38 a share, which is a big, tremendous achievement for Facebook, because shares had fallen previously. They were down in the dumps following the IPO because of some misgoings from Facebook and the actual IPO process itself. And it's come a long way since the IPO last year, and now it's almost come full circle.
Oh, interesting. Besides the advertising sources that you mentioned, do they get revenue from any place else, or is it pretty much all based on advertising?
Well, the majority of the revenue does come from advertising. This past quarter was almost 90%, but they do make money from other sources. They make money from things like gifts. If you go on your Facebook feed, if you have somebody has a birthday, they might suggest you buy a $25 gift card to Starbucks, something like that. They also make a lot of money from payments and games. If you're playing games like Candy Crush or Zynga Poker on Facebook, they get a cut of if you purchase chips or something on Candy Crush. If you're purchasing lives during the level, they get a cut of that as well. They made about $200 million this quarter.
Oh, okay. So maybe a small percentage of their overall, but still a sizable dollar amount.
Yes, absolutely.
How about the status of their user base? I remember reading maybe 6 months ago that there were concerns that it either was starting to get a little smaller or just wasn't growing at the same rate. What's the latest status of their user base, and are there concerns over that?
Well, as of the last quarter, which ended June 30th, Facebook said that they had 1.15 billion users around the world. That's a huge number. There are probably only 2 billion people around the world that are connected to the Internet, so Facebook still has a lot of growth ahead of it. And there's, probably roughly 7 billion people on Earth, so there's still a lot of people that don't have access to Facebook. And the majority of those are 1.15 billion users are accessing Facebook through their smartphones or their tablets. So that's really something that Facebook wanted to see. And it was a little bit of a concern to Wall Street and investors because there have been some concerns that perhaps maybe, as you said, that user growth had started to plateau, specifically amongst teenagers. But CEO Mark Zuckerberg addressed this on the call, saying that teens are actually one of the most, if not the most, active users of Facebook, and that segment is not plateauing at all. Mm-hmm. So there's still a lot of room for Facebook to grow its user base.
Okay. And speaking of growth, companies being public always have that pressure to continue growing. And I imagine that, they want to continue to reach more and more people and get more and more people signed up on Facebook. Besides continuing to add more users, what are their plans for growing revenue?
Well, last year they acquired Instagram for a little bit under $750 million. When all was said and done, the deal was they bought Instagram in cash and stock. Instagram has reached 100 million users faster than Facebook did. They're actually now at 130 million users. So in addition to anything that Facebook has, they also have Instagram. Currently, they're not making any money from Instagram. There's no ads on Instagram, but there's a huge, huge potential that people see from Instagram getting ads. The company just recently announced the ability to make videos on Instagram, so that's going to be a huge, huge driver of revenue growth, not only for Instagram, but Facebook as well, once the company really, really starts to roll out video ads. So you have Instagram as a huge driver that's not really contributing right now to Facebook that people are very excited about, as well as new advertising products, video ads, and Facebook Exchange, which is their advertising platform where it allows companies to bid on ads. So there's a multitude of different things that Facebook can do to continue driving revenue growth.
Okay, good. How about their competition? Who do they see as their main competition and their biggest threats?
Facebook has a couple of different competitors, depending upon how you look at it. Specifically from a social network standpoint of view, obviously the biggest competitors there are Twitter and LinkedIn. Twitter is growing. It's over 150 million users. Nowhere near as popular as Facebook, but people are starting to migrate towards Twitter. It's a real-time news source of information, whereas Facebook, people are a little bit less more concerned about real-time news. They're more concerned about what's going on with their family and friends. But from an advertising perspective, Facebook's biggest competitor probably is Google. Google generates the majority of its revenue from advertising, as does Facebook, and I would expect that those two companies kind of duke it out over the next few years for advertising revenue as more advertising revenue goes online.
Okay. Any other long-term plans that you're aware of or want to mention with regards to Facebook?
Facebook is building the company for the long term. It's not going to cater to Wall Street's demands for, you know, every 90 days we want to see you beat our estimates. Facebook is built for the long term. In actuality, the company, when it went public in 2012, had a little bit of a concern because Mark Zuckerberg wrote in a letter to shareholders that the company wasn't really built to make money. It was built to perform a social niche and perform a social good. So as that kind of thinking has changed a little bit and Zuckerberg's realized that Facebook is a business and that he does need to respond to shareholders, they've come out with a couple of different products that have tried to focus more on the long term as opposed to just the short term. Mm-hmm. The major product that they announced for the long term is something called Graph Search. Graph Search, which just recently rolled out to pretty much everybody, or all of Facebook's users, is a little bit of a different take on your traditional search. If you go in Google, you type in some keywords, you look for it on Google, it brings you a link. Now on Graph Search, you can do that on Facebook, but what you're doing that's differently is you're looking in your own network for, you know, maybe a search query might be friends who work at Google or friends who like a particular food or football team or something like that. So Facebook has all this data on you, your friends, and your family, and it's being able to compile it into one neat and tidy place, and that's where Facebook is really betting in the long term that it's going to change how people search. So this is something that Facebook sees as maybe the third leg to its chair, the business, as opposed to just advertising and payments, and what's something that Mark Zuckerberg called a third pillar to Facebook. So that's really where they're focusing the long term on.
Very interesting. Okay. Chris, we're going to take a quick break here. I'll mention to our listeners that you're listening to Technology Today with your host, Rich Kesmer, on 89.7 Delaware Township. WDVR 89.7 Delaware Township, Translator Station W220AG 91.9 in Lawrenceville, Princeton, and Trenton, New Jersey, and 90.5 in Easton, PA. Tonight we're very fortunate to have Chris Chiaccia, Technology Editor at TheStreet.com. We've been talking about the recent earnings results of Facebook, and now we'll turn our attention to Apple. Another one of those tech giants out there that just reported earnings recently. And Chris, how did the Apple earnings session go? How did they do?
Apple actually also beat Wall Street estimates. Going into the quarter, people, and for the past few months, really for all of 2013 and even a good part of 2012, since the iPhone 5 and the iPad mini release, people have been pretty down on Apple. For the actual quarter itself, the company generated a little over $35 billion in sales, which beat Wall Street estimates by about $300 million. And they earned $7.47 a share, which beat estimates by 15 cents. So people were pleasantly surprised that Apple seems to be starting to rebound a little bit off the lows as the company starts to unveil some new products later this year.
Okay. And are those, I imagine that, you know, any new products that are in line to come out are key to a company's at least short-term success. What are they banking on later this year? Is it a new iPhone? Is it the iWatch? Or is that not until next year?
Well, CEO Tim Cook has said in the past repeatedly that the company is expected to have a quote-unquote busy fall and 2014 releasing new products, software, and services. Probably the biggest product that we're going to see in the fall is probably the next iPhone, which many people are calling the iPhone 5S. I would also expect to see refreshes to the iPad line. The next iPad is going to look a little bit more like the iPad mini. It's going to be a little bit thinner, and the screen is going to be a little bit closer to the sides, as well as some updated camera and software as well. I would also expect to see an updated version of the iPad mini, perhaps with a little bit clearer of a screen. Now, you mentioned the iWatch. The iWatch is a very hot topic. Apple's kind of come under a little bit of scrutiny in the past 6 to 9 months that the company really can't innovate anymore since CEO Steve Jobs passed away. That's always kind of been hanging over the head of Apple that they, you know, when Jobs was there, the iPad and the iPhone were mega hits, especially the iPhone. That's where Apple generates the majority of its revenue. But what's next from Apple? What's the next big thing? And they really haven't announced anything new this year except for some new MacBooks a couple of months ago, but nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
The next big product that people are expecting is the iWatch, which I'm expecting isn't going to be announced until probably early 2014 at the earliest.
Okay. Is that causing concern about the CEO, that Tim Cook may not be the right guy to lead them, or is there still confidence on Wall Street that he's the right person?
Wall Street is 100% back behind Tim Cook. I've seen some people, you know, throw out claims that Tim Cook needs to be removed from the spot, that he's not the right man for the job. But I wouldn't put any stock into those claims. Wall Street's firmly behind Tim Cook as the leader. Steve Jobs, when he was very sick right before he passed away, he firmly said that he was behind Tim Cook as the CEO, and he has the board support. There is plenty of shareholder support, so I don't expect Tim Cook to go anywhere anytime soon.
Okay. And how about Apple? Who do they see as their major competitors? Who are they watching and concerned with?
Well, Apple also takes a look at Google, but they also look at Google from a different perspective than Facebook does. Apple takes a look at Google because Google owns Android, which is the world's most dominant smartphone and, well, mobile operating system. So when you take Google and you combine it with the hardware from Samsung, that's a very potent team that Apple has to face off. Samsung sells more smartphones than Apple does, and recently you've seen a little bit of concern from Samsung because their latest smartphone, the Galaxy S4, is not doing so well. So that's had a little bit of a concern that Apple and Samsung might be seeing a little bit of a maturation in the smartphone market. But Samsung and Google are really still probably Apple's number one competitor team. You also have other companies like Microsoft, LG, BlackBerry, but those are much smaller competitors. Apple really, really is focusing on the team of Google and Samsung at this point.
Let's jump back to the iWatch for a moment. I'm certainly not the best predictor of new technologies as they come out. I remember not being sure how tablets would be so successful and catch on, and certainly the iPad turned out to be one of, if not the most successful products of all time after it was launched. What is the market for an iWatch? Is there a lot of people clamoring for one?
Well, that's a really good question, Rich. People, right now, the smartwatch market is still very small, but it's expected to explode in the next couple of years as companies like Apple, Google, and even Samsung start to come out with their own smartwatches and wearable devices, and people start to realize that perhaps, hey, I would like to go out and, you know, spend a couple $100 on this device and see what it can do. It's up to Apple and the companies that I mentioned previously to make consumers really realize the benefits of having a smartwatch. Like you said, with the iPad, tablets had been out before, but people really didn't take to them because the companies that were selling them really didn't do a good job of marketing and selling the product to the consumer. That's where Apple has always done a great job. It's always been great at marketing and advertising its products. They're really beautiful looking. They work incredibly well. Former CEO Steve Jobs had said Apple products just work, and that's why they've always done well. So it's up to Tim Cook and his team at Apple to really make sure that they drive home the point that an iWatch or a smartwatch, whatever they decide to call it, is something that people are going to want to buy.
Okay. And how about longer term for Apple? Are they looking beyond next year and thinking, you know, is there something even newer beyond that, or is it more of coming out with new innovations to the existing product line and adding that iWatch?
The thing about Apple is they are very, very tight-lipped when it comes to future products. So it's very difficult to get a read on what Apple might do 2 or 3 years down the line. Where I see them going is more away from just simple hardware, you know, like the next iPhone or iPad, and more into software and services.
Mm-hmm.
At the company's recent developer conference, they made a kind of a big announcement that kind of went a little bit unnoticed. They announced iOS, which is their mobile operating system for the car. The car has largely been the last, you know, device that people have that's largely been unaffected by technology. As Apple integrates its iOS platform into cars, you know, with things like Siri or iTunes or, you know, Apple Maps, that's where Apple probably really could drive further revenue growth. As far as more products are concerned, there's always been rumors that Apple would come out with its own television. Personally, I don't see that happening anytime soon. I know that Apple has worked on prototypes for a television, but I just can't see them cracking the cable company's cartel, and like they did with the music industry and iTunes. So it's going to be a little bit harder for Apple to crack the cable market. So what they're probably going to have to do with that is continue to expand on an existing product, Apple TV, which is a $99 set-top box. So they'll keep adding software and services to that and make that better while they focus on continuing to make the iPhone and iPad better. But really where Apple starts to transition over the next few years is probably more into software and services.
Okay. Chris, we just have a minute or so left. Any other closing thoughts regarding either Facebook or Apple or any of their competitors that we might want to keep an eye on in the near future?
With regards to Apple, you're starting, especially from an investor standpoint, you're starting to see sentiment change a little bit, especially after the earnings report wasn't as bad as expected, and as we start to see some new products later this year with the iPhone 5S and the new iPad, there's been a lot of concern that Apple shares would just be stagnant or would continue to decline. The company's taken a lot of corrective measures to try to fix that, and I would expect Apple shares to start to trade up, to continue to trade up as we see the new iPhone and iPad come out.
Mm-hmm.
With regards to Facebook right now is on a runaway freight train, to coin a phrase. Facebook right now, there is so much momentum behind it. It'll be a lot of fun to see where Facebook goes in the next 90 days to 6 months, especially as Wall Street begins to realize just how powerful this company really is.
Okay. It is certainly entertaining to watch the whole technology landscape unfold and new products and all kinds of surprises from time to time. Chris, thank you so much. This has been Technology Today with your host, Rich Kesler. We've had a pleasure interviewing Chris Chachia, technology editor at thestreet.com. Feel free to check out their website. Again, it's thestreet.com. Chris, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich.
Have a good evening. And again, this has been Technology Today. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be back again next Tuesday at the same time. And talk to you then. Bye.